This is WRFI Radio News for Wednesday, March 14th, and I'm Forrester Hammer. My guest this evening is the pianist Alexei Aceto, who we just heard playing Schubert Impromptu in B-flat major. Welcome to the program, Alexei.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Thanks for joining us. So Alexei Aceto is an Ithaca resident, and he's 17 years old, and Binghamton's music organization, Classical Pianists of the Future, has just selected him as the featured recitalist to perform this Saturday in Binghamton. And so first off, congratulations for that honor.
Thank you. Thank you.
And what age did you start performing at, Alexei?
Well, I started studying the piano around 4 or 5, so that's about 13 years. My first performance, however, I gave my very first solo recital when I was 12, and that was at Barnes Hall in Cornell. And yeah.
So that's pretty early, as performances go, and who are the composers you most enjoy playing, and why those composers?
Well, probably my favorite composer at the moment is Alexander Scriabin. I don't think there's any composer at this moment whose music really touches me as profoundly as Scriabin's. A few of his pieces are some that I've always dreamed of learning, and pieces like the Second Sonata and the Fourth Sonata, and his Fantasy Opus 28. But probably another composer who I love is my dad. Actually, he composes for film scores, and I've grown up listening to him and his process, and that's been probably one of the most inspirational things of my life.
Sounds like you come from a musical family then, and how does that influence you with your father, a composer, and music in the family?
Well, I think it's been very influential for me. It's been a very nurturing environment as I've grown up. Basically, everybody on my dad's side of the family, the Acetos, they're artists, musicians, and so it's been very nurturing for me growing up. But as I said, I've grown up listening to my father, Robby Aceto, his music and observing his creative process and helping him and watching him notate his scores. And I think it's really been a major encouragement for me and my career, I guess.
Yeah. When you're practicing, say, for a recital or just in general, well, how many hours a week or in a day do you tend to play?
Yeah, usually I fit in around 3 hours a day and maybe 20 hours a week. Practicing is a funny thing. There are so many different kinds of practice. There are all the physical aspects of mastering the technique, the facility. But of course, then there are all the mental aspects as well, like memorizing a piece and learning the phrasing, the continuity of the piece. And in a way, I guess you could say I practice most of the day in that sense. A lot of the most important practicing, I feel, can be done and maybe can be better done away from the keyboard. I've found, and of course I'm balancing piano with school, and So
yeah, so you you partly practice just by thinking about the pieces, it sounds like, and even at night, do you think about this music that you're practicing?
Certainly, yeah, certainly. It's going through my mind and with me all day long.
Do you dream about it at night?
most of the music is highly influential to how I think and because so much of my, you know, my work in the day is kind of devoted to understanding the piece as deeply as I can at the time.
Yeah, so I'm speaking with Alexei Aceto, who is a senior in high school and is playing this Saturday in Binghamton in a piano recital. And so you're a senior at Cascadillas School, and what are you thinking about doing next?
Well, I've actually just finished all of my music school auditions last month. I auditioned at six schools, and I mean, I've kind of always known that I was going to go to music school, and so that's definitely the next big step for me as soon as I graduate. I've always known I wanted to go to music school, and I'm waiting to hear back from the schools now, so. We'll see where I get accepted. So.
Terrific. And I read that you have studied with Dr. Charus Dimaros at Ithaca College.
Yes.
And it's my understanding he travels the world looking for pianists to work with in a studio. Well, how have Dr. Dimaros and other people influenced you during your studies?
Oh, well, I think studying with Dr. Dimaros has been incredibly influential for me and inspiring. Well, first of all, actually, my first teacher of 11 years was Trudy Borden, and she's a local teacher who used to teach at Eastman, and I've been studying with her since I was about five, and as of about 2 years ago now, I started studying with Dr. Dimaros at Ithaca College, and I'm active in his studio, and I attend repertoire classes weekly, and with his college students. And I see him weekly for lessons. Working with him has been really just absolutely incredible. He's really worked with me in developing my, musical understanding, of course. And he's basically guided me to through the pieces that I take on to learn. He knows the trajectory that I should be on as a musician, so it's been a real joy working with him.
That sounds like an excellent teacher to have then. And this Saturday at the United Presbyterian Church in Binghamton, what are you going to play at their site?
Well, it's a week from this Saturday. The
25th. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So March 25th.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, no problem. On the 25th, I'm going to perform a full-length solo recital in Binghamton. It's at the United Presbyterian Church at 42 Shenango Street. I'm going to perform a full-length solo recital. It'll be about an hour 20 minutes. And I'll play works by Beethoven, Mendelssohn, Schumann, to name a few. I'm going to open the program with some Bach, actually, but the rest of the program is really geared toward the, you know, Romantics and the late Romantics. I think it's really going to be a very fun program. So,
and for our listeners who are interested, what time does that begin, and what are the details of that concert?
Yeah, it starts at 7:30 p.m. on the 25th, but the doors actually open at 7 o'clock, and tickets are going to be available, but actually students get in free. So there are going to be tickets at the door at 7 o'clock. And again, it's going to be at the United Presbyterian Church, 42 Shenango Street in Binghamton. And I'm really looking forward. You know, it's.
Are you there? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's Saturday, March 25th. Right.
Yes.
Okay. And it's not this Saturday, but the Saturday after next, and that's at the United Presbyterian Church in Binghamton. Excellent. Well, yeah, congratulations again on being selected to play for the Classical Pianist of the Future, Alexei Aceto. And thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.